Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Tainus Daf Yudalad. Tainus Yudalad. Again, I apologize for the voice. I will try my best to be as loud and clear as possible. So this is the last daf in the perek. I'm not sure if we'll quite finish the perek. It's a large Amud Beis. But we left off in the middle of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're up to really a new Gemara. Gemara is discussing where do we stick Anenu into our Shemoneh Esrei. Where in Shemoneh Esrei do we stick it Anenu? It's the middle of the line, around the middle of the page. At Slaysa Tatanisa, the first words of the next line is Heichi Metgrinan. Slaysa Tatanisa. The Tefillah of the Titus, which refers to Anenu, and not to be confused, we're going to have later, and there's a special Anenu that said by the third set of fasts where we add more Tefillahs, and that Anenu refers to the Anenu Hashem Anenu, Anenu Lekeinu, Anenu Rashi says, that's a different Anenu. We're talking over here about the classic Anenu that we stick in Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara. Slaysa Tatanisa Heichi Metgrinan. Where do we stick Anenu to Shemoneh Esrei? Adbe Ravitler, Ravitler Bray. Ravitler took his son, Rabbi Yitzchak. He took him on a walk. Vidarsh, and he darshed him. Yachish Kibbal of Tainis. Yach, we're talking about a Yachid when he davened Shemoneh Esrei on a fast day, and he was Mekabal on himself a fast. Where would he say Anenu? Says Rav Yehuda. Mispalo shel tainus, he says Anenu, even though he's only Yachid, he says Anenu. Where does he say Anenu? Ben Goyal Reifa. He says Anenu, Ben Goyal Reifa, that's to brachas that are deemed appropriate for Anenu, really, really, really connects very, very strongly to Goyal Yisrael, his redemption, his personal redemption is full of Goyal Yisrael, but it's Goyal Yisrael, between Goyal and Reveinu is where we'd say, where you say Anenu. But it's coming out that Reveinu is saying it's a separate bracha between Goyal. And between Rafeinu, you make a separate bracha of Anenu. Maskel Ritzik, Ritzik asked, it's the son, Ritzik asked on his father, does he, is a Yachid Kaveya his own bracha, does he establish an own bracha Shemoneh Esrei by himself? El meaning, a Yachid, Shir Tzibur we know, does exactly what we just described, says it as a separate bracha. A Yachid, doesn't he stick it into another bracha? El Amar Ritzik, B'Shemeh Tevila, you incorporate Anenu into Shemeh Tevila, which is what we do till today. We do that even on what we call a Tainus Sibur, even on Shemos B'Tamas, even on a Tainus Sibur, in the Shtilah Shemoneh Esrei, the Yachin incorporates into Shemoneh Tevila, and the Chazin, Sai in the morning, Sai in the afternoon, he says it in between Regal Yisrael and Rafeinu. Meis Ve'es Markash on Reb Yitzchak, Eimei Yachin Sibur. Now this question is actually going to take us on a long discussion, whether or not, when exactly Anenu was said, and not so much Anenu, when was the Shemoneh Esrei different on Tainius than a regular Shemoneh Esrei. We're going to have, it's going to be more elaborate in the next parak, but we're going to have that they incorporated, we referenced it before, into Shemoneh Esrei, an extra six brachas. So instead of the normal 18 brachas Shemoneh Esrei, on a fast day they had 24 brachas Shemoneh Esrei. So the question is, at which point, to which fast, were those brachas incorporated? It's going to be a big, almost like a side conversation, related to where Anenu was said, but it's going to be a big topic for them, almost the next amud. Let's see. Meisvi. There's no difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur, except the fact that a Yachid davens 18 brachas, and a Tzibur davens 19 brachas. And just to really cut ahead to the Gemara's question, the Gemara's really going to elaborate on this for a while, but the basic idea is, Rabbi Yitzchak was saying that a Yachid says it in Shemei Tevila, right? A Yachid says Shemei Tevila. It was his father, Rabbi Yehuda, was saying that he makes a separate bracha. He incorporates a 19th bracha. So the Gemara is trying to bring this as a kasha against Rabbi Yitzchak and Rav Sheshes, who held that the Yachid incorporates Shemei Tevila. We're going to try to make a proof that we're talking over here about a Yachid on a Tainus Tzibur, that he at least makes 19 brachas. Let's see. My Yachid. What does Yachid mean? And by the way, the first time I speak out, obviously we know our regular Shemei Tevila is not 18. Is 19 because there's Vav Mashinim, even though Chazal already added Vav Mashinim, the Nusach that we always refer to, we still call it Shemoneh Esrei. We call Shemoneh Esrei until today, even though it's 19 brachas, we didn't switch the name, it's still called Shemoneh Esrei 18, because that was the original amount of brachas. Okay. So my Yachid and my Tzibur. In this Braisa, where we say there's no difference in Yachid and Tzibur, rather, except that one Dav is 18, one Dav is 19, what is the Yachid 18? And the Tzibur is 19, what does that mean? Yachid Tzibur. Either Yachid Mamish, if his name is literally Yachid, the Tzibur, Shech Tzibur. Yachid means the individual davening in his Shemoneh Esrei by himself, and the Tzibur is talking about the Shech Tzibur. Hari Tesha Aser, Esrar Bavi. It's not 19 by the Shech Tzibur, it's 24. Like we're going to see later, they added six brachas for the Shemoneh Esrei of a fast day. Ella, Ella Havach Gamar. Amen Yachid to keep off Tanis Yachid, the Yachid to keep off Tanis Sefer. There's no difference in Yachid except that himself a Tanis Yachid or Yachid except Tanis Sefer. We had this idea yesterday already, or 2 days ago, the concept that a Yachid can become himself two times as fast. He can become himself a Tanis Yachid, he can become himself a Tanis Sefer, which has more of the chumras. Typically, a Tanis Sefer would have the chumras of fasting for the night before, perhaps not doing the five inuyim. We spoke out from, I think, with Shmuel in the end, who held that there's only, even Tanis Sefer only applies in Bavel to Tisha B'Av and nothing else, so it wouldn't matter. But the idea is that the Yachid can accept on himself the deed of a Tanis Yachid or a Tanis Sefer. Maybe that's the chira, what it means in this Braisa. The difference between a Yachid being become himself a Tanis Yachid versus a Yachid become himself a Tanis Sefer is El Shazemus Baal Shemar Esrei, Vesemus Baal Tesh Esrei. That the Yachid who's Mekabel a private fast, Taka says 18 brachas still, meaning he incorporates anenu. He does either incorporates it or he doesn't say anenu b'chlal, but he doesn't say a separate brach anenu. V'semus v'tesh aser. But a yachid who accepts himself a tiny seber, even though he's a yachid, he's saying anenu is a separate bracha. Shema mina yachid kivei brach latzmai l'chir if a clear raya the yachid kivei a separate bracha. There's a raya to Rav Yehuda against the son against Rav Yitzchak and Rav Sheshes. These six brachas. Is that rain? I believe, but you know, we'll see. I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure. I believe it's rain, but we'll see in the next parak. Says Gemara, Lai. So we see the varaya that the Yachid makes a separate bracha in Shemar Esrei when he's doing a Tainas Tzibur. Again, it's when he accepted upon himself as Yachid, a Tainas Tzibur, he makes an extra bracha between Re'e and Rafeinu. Lai, Gemara says, no. The Lashon Tzibur here does not mean when a Yachid accepted upon himself a Tainas Tzibur. We're talking about the Shliach Tzibur. The whole question was, we can't be talking about the Shliach Tzibur himself because he davens 24 brachas. That's not true. We're talking about the first three fasts. The like Esrarba. The first three fasts did not have the first three fasts even on the Tzibur. Forget about the Yechidim. Even the first three fasts in the Tzibur did not have 24 brachas. Only afterwards the 24 brachas. In fact, I'm a lie. Tell me, the first three fasts, the first series of fasts, did not have the 24 brachas. Va'imiktani. We have Yilushin in the Brisa where it says Ein Bein Kimo Shenis Liyum Abtzayis El Shav Ein Lematar Masis Melacha. There's no difference between the first three fasts and the second three fasts, except for the fact that what in the first three Melachas Mutar and the second three Melachas Ve'Ein Lasur Masis Melacha. Second three Melachas Asur. Make a diak halachav taal, the gabi 24 brachas in Shemar Esrei. Zev is Hashavad equal. Sounds like you said 24 brachas by the first set of fasts, same as the second set of fasts. So you back to the question, Tzibur cannot mean Shliach Tzibur. Gemara says, nah, Tana v'shayir. The Tana and the Braisa taught, Ein Bein, there's no difference between the two fasts, the two sets, the first and second set. Only malacha is asur by the second, not by the first. There's another chiluk. 24 brachas also. The Tana left out. It didn't say all the chalukim. In fact, there are my shire, thy shire. First of all, general question. Whenever the Tana leaves out something from a count, he doesn't just leave out one thing. If he didn't say the entire count and left out multiple items, that's fine. But leave out one thing, that we don't accept. So it must be left something else out. So first of all, my shire, thy shire. What else was left out besides the 24 brachas that we say left out the fact that there's a chiluk between the first three fasts not having 24 and the second three fasts having 24? What else was left out? Question one. Question two is, even when we accept that the Tana sometimes leaves things out, not when it says ain't bain is a very specific lashon. Ain't bain, there's no difference other than X, says the Gemara. Maishai the Hayashai, question one. The Su, ain't bain k'tani, it says ain't bain, and we're assuming now ain't bain is dafka, there's no other differences. Ella says, Gemara, Tana b'suri kamari, b'tfilas kamari. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Tana was discussing legabe isser, the isser of working, let's say. That's an isser. The isser of assuming legabe fasting. So we're saying over here, there's no difference between the first and second set. Legabe isser, besides malacha. Malacha is mutter by the first set, not by the second set. But the legabe tefillah, we weren't talking about that. So it wasn't left out, it wasn't part of the topic conversation. B'tfilas kamari. That's answer number one. Ibe Zema. Well, I can tell you, this assumption that we start saying Chavtalad by the second set of fasts, that itself was mistaken. We don't say the 24 Bracha Shemar Esrei, even the Shliach Tzibur, not by the first set of three fasts, not by the second set of three fasts. When they say it only? By the seven fasts. By the seven fasts is when we start to say it. In fact, Mar Galei, is that so? Vatayim Gotar Baisa. Do you not say Chavtalad by the middle set of fasts? Vatayim aiming. Gimel Shnias L'Shem Achrenes. There's no difference between the middle three fasts and the last seven fasts. Ella, Shavim L'Masriyin, by the last seven fast, Masriyim and Nilas Chaniyas, they cry out. We spoke out crying out. It's going to be in today's Gemara. Crying out discussion doesn't mean crying out Anenu, the other Anenu, Anenu Hashem, Anenu, Elokeinu, Anenu, Anenu, Bereinu, Anenu, that Anenu, or just crying out, which is like a tefillah, or it's crying out with a shefer. Okay, by the way, the last seven fast, they're Masriyim, and they close the stores. Halachol Devarim, we got everything else. Seven Zeshavim, the second set of three fasts. And the last seven are equal to everything else, presumably including Chavtal Brachas, the 24 Brachas. So don't tell me that this our second deflection was at the middle three fasts don't have 24 Brachas. We have eight main. We have no difference between the third and the seven. Must be they have 24 Brachas. V'chitim, we're going to say again, Hachra mitad v'shayr. You say tad v'shayr, v'ayim main k'tani. Still the same question. Eight main seems to be a lashon of Dafka, that there's no difference besides these. The Tizbara says, Gemara, your assumption of Ein Bein is not so Pashat. The Tizbara, Ein Bein Dafka, is that Pashat that the word Ein Bein is always Dafka, and there's no other distinction top of Amud Aleph, Vashayr, Teva. We know for sure something was left out. The Din of Teva. There's a Din that they used to put the Teva, the Bima, in the middle of the city. By the last seven fasts, they would take the Teva out of the main jewel, put it into the town square, and have a gathering in the open in the city. That certainly was only in the last set of fasts, and it wasn't mentioned as part of the Ein Bein. So we see the Ein Bein is not quoting every chilek. We see it's not Dafka. Gemara says no. Even if Teva Lavshir, Teva is not a Shir, leaving out the fact that the Bima was moved, that is not a the Bima, the question of Bima or the Aron Kodesh, leaving out that removal of the Teva is not considered being left out. Why? Meaning the Tzina Ketani, meaning the Kvahesia like Ketani. The Bryce was discussing things that are Tzina. When you add to the Shemar Nesri six brachas, when you even blow shofar in the shul privately, when you say special tefillas of Anenu privately, so in the shul, if you'd be doing that in the shul, that's private, that would be unknown in the middle of three fasts if you did that in the shul in a private fashion, but taking out the bima, that's clearly Befarhesia. Things that Befarhesia did not need to be mentioned in the Chalukah of the Mishnah, that's clear, and therefore the fact that it left out the bima, left out the discussion about the bima, is not a riot, it's not called a leaving out for the Ein Beins. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is going to bring a raya that the brachas of the extra six brachas were already said by the middle fast. So again, we're deflecting the rayas. We're trying to bring a raya whether or not the middle fast had the 24 brachas. Our second answer of our in our diak was that the first set of fasts and the second set of fasts did not have 24 brachas. And the Gemara is asking that we see, but there's a comparison between the second set of fasts and the seven certainly had 24 brachas. So doesn't mean that the middle set of fasts also had 24 brachas. So the Gemara first deflect, the Gemara just deflect, and said, no, lav dafka, maybe there's a tana v'shayer, the tana left out some chalukim. So if Ashi now is being right, that no, the tana didn't leave it out. It really, the second set of fasts did have 24 brachas. Why? Meditani, ma'ili, seris, al-shaynas, what are these fasts have more than the earlier ones? Again, there's a very similar raya to Ein Bein. Ma'ilu. And the raya of Rashi seems to bring us from our Mishnah. Masis and Avideka. Our Mishnah doesn't have these exact words. But the gist is the same. Ma'ilu, Yiseiris, Al-Rashaynas. They're trying to point that already. It's not exactly verbatim for a Mishnah, but it's the same type of dig. You can make it on Mishnah anyway. Ma'ilu, Yiseiris, Al-Rashaynas. What do these last seven fasts have more than the three fasts? El-Shem, Ma'ilu, Masriyim, El-Shem, Masriyim, similar to what we said the Baisa. The last seven fasts, it has the calling out, the crying out, and the closing of the stores. It doesn't make a chiluk l'gabe Shemar Nesrei. Ava b'chol d'vayim zev v'shavin. L'gabe everything else, they're the same. Sounds like you have the 24 brachas Shemar Nesrei even by the middle fast. B'chitei machrami. And if you're going to say, no, here too, tana v'shayir, that no, there is a chiluk between the 24 brachas not here as well. It says ma'ilu. What are these difference? It's kind of like Ein Bein. There's no difference. Or ma'ilu. And what are these difference? We're giving a very specific direction of what where the differences are, and that seems to be it. We wouldn't leave anything out. So that's more of a Tizbara Ma'ilu Dafka. Same question we had in Ein Bein. Is it so partial that Ma'ilu is Dafka? Ma'ilu Dafka, Vashaya L'Teva. L'Chair Teva was left out. Answer the Gemara. Now this Teretz is going to answer all of our questions. Imashim Teva, Lav Shiru, Mashim Tekachashim, Lav Yidich Berka. Gemara's a new Svarna. Not good as the Vahasya. Teva is not considered, the din of taking the Aron out, or the beam out, is not considered a shear, is not considered leaving it out. Why? Because it's a beferish din in the next parak. Since the Mishnah brings a beferish in the next parak, that's not called leaving it out. I can rely on a subsequent Mishnah, I can say Ein Bein, I rely on a Mishnah that's coming up in the next parak. Says, if that's the case, your whole question about 24 brachas is also not shver. Hashas lachi, Esra arba, Nami, Lav Shiru, discussing whether or not this 24 brachas is not considered being left out. Why? Tiktani Labidik Perik. It's going to be exactly the conversation coming up in the next parak about adding these six brachas right in the beginning of the next parak. So just like Teva is not considered being left out because it's the next parak, so too the 24 brachas is not considered left out. Okay, so we've deflected our rayas in the conversation, but we're still back to our original shayla. We started off with the shayla. Where does a yachid say Anenu in Shemar Esrei? Where does he say Anenu in Shemar Esrei? We had Rav Yitzchak asking his father the shayla, and his father said, he says Anenu as a separate bracha. He says Anenu as a separate bracha, and between Goy Yisrael and Rafeinu, and if Yitzchak himself held that a yachid cannot be kaveya a separate bracha on its own, rather he says it in Shemaya Tefillah, and if Sheshes agreed to Rav Yitzchak that it's said in Shemaya Tefillah. So that's where we're at. We have a machlekes whether Anenu is said in its own or in Shemakulenu. Says with my Havela, what was the bottom line? Amr Shmuel Bar Sitroi Sasratai V'chinu B'chim Hashem Rav Bin Goyel L'Roifei. That Yachid says it again, like Rav Yitzchak said, like Rav Yehuda says it. He says it between God and Rav Yitzchak. Rav Hashem Shem Tovyan and Rav Shmuel the Shemayat Tefila, and of course we know Vehilchas that we paskin b'Shemayat Tefila that Rav Ashi said name of Rav Shmuel that the Yachid says in Shemayat Tefila, and that's not how we paskin. Which of course what we do, not only a Yachid who's davening totally who has his own private fast. Even a yachid, we pointed out before, on a tainus tzibur, even a yachid in his quiet shemayin esrei with the tzibur, tefil b'tzibur, but it's still shemayin esrei, he says it in shemakaleinu. Only the shneich tzibur says it as a separate bracha between Rafeinu before Rafeinu after Gal Yisrael after Reina. That is the psak lemaisa. What we do? Just a couple quick points on this gemara we just read. First of all, we keep referring to this Masriyan, that the difference in the last seven fasts are that we're Masriyan, which we're going to discuss in the next Gemara, whether it means Shafer, it means crying out with extra tefillos, maybe it means both. But this Lashon Masriyan is very, very relevant to a Machlekes we've quoted many times, and it's exactly the Chazor very quickly, the Machlekes Rambam versus Ramban about the Chiv of Tefillah. Rambam holds as a Chiv to David every single day, Chiv to David every day. The Nusach Tefillah that we have, Achik Eskadela, the Shemar Esrei Lashon that we have, in fact, we have it three times a day, that maybe all is more direct, is rabbinic. We have Ramazim from Davis, or Gabi Karbanas, we have either it's Avis Tiknu, Machlekes and Brachas, or is it tefillah based on the kabbarnas, but that's all, that can be all more smach, the more darbanan, but the fact that one is a David every day to Hashem, says Rambam, is a chiv deraisa. Exact nusach could be rabbinic, but the chiv to David every day is deraisa. Rambam says no, the chiv to David, he quotes a pasuk that Rambam references, legabi tefillah, and he says the chiv to cry out, the lashon of Masriyan, says Rambam, it's beis sarah. But it's a sarah, there's a chiv to cry out. But every day is a chiv. There's a chiv when he hears an eis sarah, if he has a mitzvah, he has a chiv to raisa, to cry out to Hashem. Some of that way to defend Rambam says, what's that called? Every day of our lives. Every day of our lives, we're begging to live, to breathe, to walk. That's not, so to speak, an eis sarah. Obviously, we're not in a, not necessarily every day in a battle, in a mechama, but it's also kind of like eis sarah. But that's the basis of the machlokes Ramban versus Rambam. Ramban held that only we're masriyan by an eis sarah, that's what it's talking to raisa. But everywhere else is only Drabbanan. Rambam says, no, the dealing to is Daraisa. Point number one. Point number two. We're saying the halacha is that a Yachid says in his own Shemar Esrei, he says Anenu, as incorporates it into Shemar Tefillah. That is the Pesach of HaGemara. What about the Chazan? We know that the discussion about the Chazan, let's say a person davens normally Ashkenaz, and he's davening in a shul at Davin Svar. There's a big discussion in the Achreinim when he davens his private Shemar Esrei, so to speak, his Shtil Shemar Esrei. Does he do his own normal nusach? In general, it's shalom. In general, that person amongst the tzibur, is it a problem? Is he going to do the obvious own shemar esrei in the shtilah shemar esrei or not? It's a discussion. But by the chazan, they say he certainly should have in the nusach of the place where he's in, because the whole idea is the chazan is being besader tefilasif. We've had it earlier in this mesecta. That part we said. Early Pesachta, unbelievable Chiddush, we had said that the Ikr Shemar Esrei is when the Sheikh Tzibur davens out loud, and why does everyone daven quietly, including the Sheikh Tzibur, in order to be Mesadet Tfilesev? If the whole point is to be Mesadet Tfilesev, it would make sense that he davens like the Nusach that he's going to daven for the Tzibur, which is, even if he's Ashkenaz, he'll daven Svar when he's in the with the Tzibur, right? But that's a general discussion. What about by Anenu? In Anenu, he's going to daven Anenu as a separate bracha between Gal Yisrael and Feinu. Right? In his private Shemar Esrei, the Chazan, in his Shtil Shemar Esrei, does he say there, or does he say it in Shemar Kaleinu? So the Pashto that Chayim says that the Chazan says it in Shemar Kaleinu. The Chazan, in his Shtil Shemar Esrei, even though it's not exactly what he's going to be doing in a few moments. It's the same words, different spot. But Chalal, we pointed out in the past that we have Sederim. The whole idea of Misadik for Leisav was more relevant before we had Sederim. To us, we have Sederim, right? We have Sederim. It's not as much, it's definitely not as relevant the idea of Misadik for Leisav. Lamais HaKharim seems to say, and he says it, Chazim will say it in Shemaki later. Point number one. Point number two, but there's a separate discussion. What about a Yachid who accepts a private fast? Does he say Anenu? And we're saying yes, he does. We're saying he incorporates it into Shemaki Leinu. But what's the Nusuch that he says? So Ramah says, based on a Rashba, that you say Anenu, you keep the Nusuch of Anenu. The Nusuch of Anenu is, the Nusuch of Anenu is the connection was so good? Sorry. The Nusuch of Anenu is plural, Anenu, right? That's the Nusuch. It's a plural Lashon. So this Yachid is davening by himself. There's a pas for him to say Anenu. Ramah says yes, and he found it in the Tshuvas Rashba. Taz asks on the Ramah that if you look at the Tshuvas Rashba, the Rashba was focused on the word Anenu. Anenu, because everyone's davening by himself, everyone has requests, so Anenu could be said even about everyone else, even though about the whole tzibur, even though they're not fasting with him, but he could say Anenu. But Yayim Tzayim Tani Seinu? How can you say the words Yayim Tzayim Tani Seinu? It's the day of our fasting when he's the only one fasting. So the Taz takes issue, says, Avada, you have to switch that lashon to say, Tani Si, my Tani is not Tani Si, no, for Yachid, Magen Avraham defends the Ramban, says, there's Zikr someone else in the world who's fasting. The same way this guy's fasting, very good, really. The Zikr someone else in the world who's also fasting, and therefore you can say, Yem Tzayim Tani Seinu, Mishimur brings the Maisa, like this, like the Magen Avraham, to keep the lashon like the Ramban, and leave it, the lashon the same, of Aneinu, plural, and Yem Tzayim Tani Seinu. Okay. When we say by Avilim, we say plural, because even though there's only one person in front of you, very good. Same idea, yeah. So he's pointing out, they have the same idea. When we do Nichim Avilim, we say it in a plural Lashon, even if there's only one other there, because you're saying it to the Avilim of the Velt, not just the one that's here. Very good. Tani Chada. We have three braces that seem to be at odds, and we're going to make all three shtim very easily. Tani Chada, Obers Minikas, women that are pregnant and nursing. Misanas b'shanis, they fast the first fast, ve'ei misanas b'achrenis, but not the last fast. Ta'yidach, misanas b'achrenis, ve'ei misanas b'shanis. They fast the last fast, not the first fast. Ve'ta'yidach, ei misanas b'shanis b'achrenis. We have a third brisa, they don't fast any. So, unbelievable. We have three separate brisas. One says first, not last, last, not first, or last. Says the Gemara, Amar Rashi, Nakait, Emsiasa, B'yadcha, Tepetarza, Kulu. Nice chap. Take the middle ones, and that answers everything. How does that work? We know there were three sets of fasts. There were the first three, second set of three, and then this last set of seven. Three sets. So now, none of the braises reference the middle. So Rashi, say it like this. The middle set of fasts is when, we explain like Rashi learns, the middle set of fasts is when she fasts. The middle three. And the logic, by the way, before you even explain the braises, logic is, the first three that Sarah is not great enough to make a Meinekes and a Mimbaris fast. The last seven is just too much for her. So the middle three, we make her fast. Now go back to the braises. The first price that says she fasts the first ones, not the last ones, it means the first is referring to the middle. The middle three, not the last seven. When it says she fasts the last and not the first, the last means the middle, not the first, meaning the first, literally the first. And when it says not the first or the last, that's actually the most simply accurate, not the first or the last, rather the middle. So all three prices stood beautifully. Rav Ashi has a nice chop. By the way, this notion is a beautiful story with the guy. We're short on time if we're going to try to cover a lot. But the guy that had a maisa with the maskil came over and said, Gadol ye kvayda achrin, right? The bias achrin, the base of the achrin was gadol for the rishon. So he wanted to say, there's not going to be another base of Mikdash, because it calls it base, sweet base, ha achrin. It calls it the last base of Mikdash. It calls it the bais achrin. Must be your whole vision and your whole future and your whole all your hopefulness of another base of Mikdash. Doesn't make sense, because the pasuk Chagi says it's bais achrin. So the guy answered, he put multiple rayas in Chumash, where the word achrin doesn't mean last. It means the one that came next. We just had a couple weeks ago in the parsha where Yosef lined up last week. Yosef lined up his brothers to see his children to see not Yosef. Yaakov lined up the children to see Esav. It said Achrav, Achrav, Achrav. A lashon of Acher, it didn't mean last, it just meant afterwards. There's a few places in Chumash, the guy is Rayas, that the lashon of Acher could also mean after, next. Next is the proper term, and not last. And therefore he said it's the next bias, not the last bias. Of course it's going to be a third bias. Okay, so that's going further. But it's very relevant to Agamara, because Agamara is using the word Achroid, and it means the middle, obviously. Ma'eli Seris Avshenis. We said the Mishnah, how are these greater, these last fast seven, than the early ones? We cry out and we close the stores. My Masriyan, where's the Masriyan? Rav Yehuda Omer, again Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Shafers, with Shafer. We first discussed Shafers. We had earlier in the parak, we said that the Iker by Rosh Hashanah is, we had this by Rosh Hashanah, Iker by Rosh Hashanah is Tkiyas with the Shafer, and Chatzaitzer is the secondary. By fast days, the Iker is Chatzaitzer, and Shafer is secondary. Someone say, Anachalami, Shafer just refers to the general idea of blowing. That's what it means. Lav Dafka Shafer over Chatzaitzer, others say something else, but we'll go to simple Taich. The Shafer is just general blowing. That Masriyan is not Shafer's, it's Anenu. Which Anenu? We pointed out a couple times right today. Anenu Hashem, Anenu, Anenu Lekeinu Anenu, Anenu Bereinu Anenu, that special tefillah of Anenu, as opposed to the Anenu we already have, but that's why that we're saying anyway. There's a new Anenu. Says, Kazakalaita. Madam Anenu, Lama B'Shafer's, Madam B'Shafer's, Lama Anenu. Our assumption is that it's exclusive of each other. Either Masriyan means Anenu, or it means Shafer's, not both. Each one meant Dafka his, and not the other ones. We have a kasha, V'atayim with advice, Eperson B'Shafer, Tanis Al-Tzibar. You don't have less than seven fasts on the Tzibar in the final set, Shephen Yitchis Asrayas, in which on the seven fasts, you have the 18 Asrayas that you call out. The similar Dover, Yerichai, and the similar Yerichai, the Yerichai Shafer's Avi, and Yerichai, as we know, there were Shafer's there, Chiftamad Avad Enu. We're comparing it in the Baisa to Yerichai. Yerichai, we know there were Shafer's. Ella, B'Shafer's, Tukul Amalei Pligi, everyone agrees, Shafer's not a Machlekes, Dekari Le'asra. Shafer's is for sure called Asra, Asra, we have it with the Ayin, not with the Aleph. The Alpha means warning. I mean, the Shafer for sure is hysteria, is like a crying out. That's for sure. And everyone agrees, you blow Shafer. Keep thinking about Anenu. Masav Akar Lasra, Masav like Lasra. The Shaila was, do you do Anenu in addition to Shafer's? Everyone agrees doing Shafer. Shaila, do you do Anenu in addition? The Mandam of Anenu, Koshke B'Shafer's. The Mandam of Shafer's, Avil Anenu Lai. The Mandam says Anenu, says Anenu plus Shafer's. The Mandam says Shafer's means only Shafer's, not Anenu. In fact, Demara, he told me Anenu is called, Anenu means. It would be referred to the term of hasriyah, of crying out. Fatanya ushakam in the party of his any other tzaras that come with the people kigayin kicha chagav zvuv tzirav yitushin, different types of tzaras over here. These are all like almost like insects, flies, wasps, mosquitoes, scratching, v'shiluch nechash v'akravim, getting rid of snakes and scorpions, which they all injure, but they don't kill. That's the said over here. Lay masriyan al tzaykin. In those cases, there wouldn't be masriya, rather there would be sayakin. Sayakin means crying out, which would indicate that masriyan does not mean crying out. Masriyan would mean shafer. We said everything means to be shafer. We said one of the worlds, it also means crying out. But for the fact that we say masriyan belayt sayakin, says Gemara, mean the tzaka b'peah, history of shafers. Is there an indication from the fact that tzaka is crying out to peah that masriyan is only shafer and not b'peah, like Rabbi Yehuda, who said it was Shafer's, and not like Rabbi Shilas in the name of Rav, that it means crying out. Answers the Gemara, Tanayi. It's talking about Chalik's Tanayim. It's talking about the Rabbi Salilah, Masriyah, and Shabbos. For the following things, we cry out even on Shabbos. Now, over here, we already have a Raya. We cry out even on Shabbos. Shafer on Shabbos, you're not blowing. So crying out must mean crying out with Anenu. And for the following things, we cry on Shabbos. We see the word Masriyan can clearly mean crying out. That's the Gemara's answer. Let's see it inside. Lalein Masriyan B'Shabbos, Lalein Shikuf Gaius, a city that's been surrounded by troops, like Nar, or rivers overflowing and about to flood the city. Asfiyam B'Shabbos B'Yam, a ship that's danger of sinking at sea. Rabbeisi Omer LeEzra, you gotta cry out for help. You can't cry out for tefillah. You gotta cry out for help. Avalei L'Tzaka. You can't cry out to Hashem at davening because on Shabbos you're not allowed to daven. Tefillas Takash Baruch Hu, you know, the makashas. It's unbelievable. They're a serious matziv. You can't do makashas. The way the Farshman explained actually is that since the tefillas may not be answered, and if it's not answered, it comes out to do makashas in vain. If you know that for sure it's going to be answered, maybe that falls under the guide of Pekuch Nefesh. But since they may not be answered, so then it comes out that it's not makasha, Shabbos Aser. Very because, okay. But the point is, for those, Rav Yossi says you can't cry out in tefillah, you can cry out for help. Okay. But the point is, B'mai. What are we talking about when we say Masriyan? Ilei b'Shafer's, Shafer's b'Shabbos b'Shari. If you're talking about Shafer's, it's Shafer's mutar Shabbos, but not. El alav b'Anenu, b'Kar le'as rosh mamina. So we have a clear raya that Anenu is also called Hisriya. So you brought me a diyek that Masriyan, Lo'yay Masriyan, El Tzaykin, means that Masriyan is not crying out, tefillah. Masri kosaka is, we'll bring you a raya, the note that yes, that brisa clearly seems to hold that masriyan is dafka shefer, not crying out. But we have another brisa where masriyan does mean crying out, so we're okay. We have a tana to back up the concept that masriyan can mean anenu. Says Gemara. But again, everyone agrees masriyan means shefer. Question if it also means anenu. There was some sort of tsar. Doesn't say what the tsar was. Tava means Gazar plus Esrei Tanisi. The Gazar 13 fasts, and they weren't answered. Some of them make tefei. They wanted to make Gazar more fast on the Zibur. Continue fasting. They said, "You know, matriach the tzibur ma'is b'day. We don't make more fast on the tzibur." That was a mission. We said in the mission, no more fast on the tzibur. The yichidim can fast more, but no more fast after the 13. Rav Ami, who said the Chazal, the Chachamim, didn't make more fast on the 13, was saying it for himself. The simple taich is he didn't want to fast more, so he was saying it for himself, which is a pella. It's a pella to say that is the simple reading, but it's a pella to say that he was worried about he's amira, he was worried about fasting himself, so he was impartial to whether they should be geizer or tanisim on the tzibur at large. So the first one explained more simple halach is like Armei means he was saying his own personal svara, even though he was saying that the chachamim never said do more fast. His application of that. Sheet of the Chamim is his own, not his Rebbe's. Didn't have the say around that. That was more of a taina, not that he was doing it for his own personal benefit. Either way, Ella, this goes back to surely what you were asking about before, right? This is only Gabi Gishamim, where we have the limit of 13 fasts. The Gabi Rain, we stop at 13. The Gabi other Tsaras, we keep fasting till the Tsar is over. Then we said you do three more, and then seven more, for a total of 13. That's Tafka Gabi Rain. The Gabi other Tsaras, Chalila, that shouldn't come. If there's a matzav of another tzara, they do continue fasting until the tzara is answered. Lev tov tifter Rami, lechur is takak shtak kasha on Rami. Rami tanaim, Rami say no. There's a machlik tanaim about this as well. The tanaim lived to brisa. Ingers yosem b'shosh as tzitzadet al tzibur. Lefishe matrich as a tzibur yosem b'dai. Tiv Rebbe. So you have black and white. You have a shita of Rebbe saying you do not, you never gezer more than 13 fasts because you don't have a tzitzadet al tzibur more than 13 fasts. Too much. Shuli leimer leimer hashem b'zeh el meshi yotzas manas arvia. No, by rain we stop after 13 because the zman of raining, the revia, the zman that rain's supposed to start coming down is past. We missed the zman of balakamane. The rain season's past, so we're not going to keep fasting anymore. We spoke out of the Mishnah. If it starts to rain in Nisan, it's a simon klala. So therefore we stop to fast, but not because you wouldn't do 130 fasts. So that seems to be a klima chlekes, whether it's a part of a limit, how much we can make the zebra fast. That's Rebbe, and that's what Rebbe subscribes to. Whereas Rebbe Gamliel says, no, we would make them fast more. It's just else the rain season's over. Shochel emanei nimei the Rebbe. Gehenanan, really a new shayla now. This is a shayla about the same time about the bracha. Very relevant, actually. Like you pointed out a week or two ago, in places that are near the equator, in places that have opposite seasons of summer and winter. We'll get back to that. Shochel, the Gemara, it's very interesting. The Gemara and the Rishayim, neither the Gemara nor the Rishayim discussed that scenario. There were no Yidden living in those communities back in those days. But the Gemara doesn't even discuss what's the giving the case where the winter and summer is opposite. The Achrayim discuss it. The Rishayim nor the Gemara discuss this. Shokulei b'nei nivei l'Rebbe. Kiyananan, us in nivei, tafim tu b'samas b'nei mitra. We still need rain in Thomas. Heikin evan. B'yichidim daminan, avi like yichidim, like rabim dami. What does that mean? Yichidim daminan, don't be like yichidim, uvi shmei tefila. We'll stick v'sei tamat avracha in shmei tefila. Like rabim daminan, uvi chishanim. Or we stay, or we like the rabim, and we say to Baruch Leinu. We've pointed out multiple times already that if one does not say Vaseit Al Madaracha in Baruch Leinu, he could be Yaitz of Vaseit Al Madaracha in Shmak Leinu. But and more than that, and in a case of doubt, we said he should specifically say in Shmak Leinu. Why? Because to say it when you're not supposed to in Baruch Leinu is no good. It's considered Simen Klala. And to say in Shmak Leinu is not going to be a problem of Simen Klala. And therefore, you should specifically say it. We said the people that right now, again, traveling from Chutzar to Israel, and so they're already saying Vaseit Al Madaracha since Zayin of Marcheshvin. Us, Bnei Chutzar, we don't say it till December 4th till another week or so, December 4th, December 5th. So if we'd be in Israel now, we would say in our Prophet Shemar Nesvei, the Pesach, I don't know if everyone gets this Pesach, but this is the basic Pesach I heard for years, that you say we say the same Talmud, we say the same Bracha in Baruch Aleinu, and then we stick the same Talmud Bracha in Shemak Aleinu, because even if we were supposed to say it earlier, we don't mess up because we have it in Shemak Aleinu. So the point of here is these people that need rain in Nineveh, they say, what should they do? Should they incorporate it just in Shemak Aleinu, or should they really switch Baruch Aleinu and say it over there? You like Yechidim, you do like the masses, you like Yechidim, and you only say in Shema Kaleinu, not in Baruch Kaleinu. When do we have these fasts in the order that we discuss when the years are normal? And Kaleisos on their land, so that's when we have the regular, that's when we have these fasts. Everything goes based on the year. Everything goes based on the type of year we're in, the type of location, the region, the type of zman, meaning the fast days can fluctuate based on where you are. That was described as Kaleisos in Eretz Yisrael. That's the classic set of Kaleisos in Eretz Yisrael. But anywhere else, it can be a different set of different timing, different fasts. So the assumption is just like the fasts are different, the Nisuk Tefillah B'Sein Amad Rachah is different. Rabbi Tanu Polik. Let's go back. Who was the question asked? The B'nai Minveh asked Rabbi Ashayla. Rabbi gave a psak and said, you do not say B'Sein Amad Rachah in Shema Kaleinu. You say it in Baruch Kaleinu as on its own. You say it in Shema Kaleinu. We ask a Kasha Rabbi from a Mishnah that says that every region does its own thing, what makes sense for it. Okay. That's another Tana. Guess who's a Tana? Rebbe's also a Tana. Rebbe himself disagrees with that Tana. Says the Ramah, bottom line, what's the halacha? Rav Nachman Amar, Birchas Hashanim, Rav Sheshem, Bishem Yatzvilah. Rav Nachman says you say it in, this is already Amram speaking, you say it in Birchas Hashanim, if it's a place where, if you need rain in the summertime, you say in Birchas Hashanim, like for example, in Chile. Chile is a place where the winter, what we call summer, is, I was there sort of around that time, a little before, but they're coming, when we're ending our winter, they're ending the summer, getting into going from their summer towards the winter. So that'll be a place where, according to Rav Nachman was saying, Berch Shanim, you talk to say it in Baruch Leinu. Rav Sheshi Samar, B'Shemeh Tefillah. No, you say B'Shemeh Tefillah. V'Elchasa, B'Shemeh Tefillah. Halach is in Shemeh Tefillah. Again, the Achronim, Fagamar seems to say pretty strongly, pretty clear, that you don't switch the Baruch Leinu, you say Shemeh Tefillah, but this is a discussion in the Achronim, what these places that have backwards, they have backwards, they go backwards, different than Eretz Yisrael, than North America, different seasons, what they do with regard to Baruch Aleinu. Again, the simple reading of our Gemara is Shem Shemay Tefillah, but there are those that say, and they talk perhaps, would switch. Okay. B'sheni Matin Imchashecha. We said on the Mondays, they close the stores towards the evening, meaning the stores are partially open. They're partially open, I should say, towards the evening. V'chamishi, they are Kaliyam. When they cover Shabbos, and on Thursdays, they're open all day because of cover Shabbos. So now, the question is like this. We're saying on Monday the stores are closed, but they're open partially towards the end of the day because people have to break the fast. On Thursday, we're saying they're open partially all day, or they're open fully all day on Kavod Shabbos. Ibaylu, hechidani, bebez, matin, chasecha, that stays the same. Ubehe, kol ayoyim, it's matin, it's only open partially the whole day. When you cover Shabbos, they're doing b'sheni matin, v'chavish, b'sheni kol ayim, kulay, it's open fully the entire day. Tashamat, ha'in, b'sheni matin, arev, and we looked at b'sheni, on Mondays, it's matin, it's partially open towards the evening. Chamishi, p'eschin, it's pretty clear. It's open fully the entire day. However, if a store had two doors, you keep one open and one closed. If you had a bench in front of the store, you can open the door as usual, and you just have to be nervous about the people passing by having an issue with the bench there, because that's good for the purpose. The point is, we're supposed to try to minimize the openness of the store, so like this, the bench in front serves as a little bit of a blockage. Avri el v'nenu. We said if these seven fasts passed and they still weren't answered, we start to minimize business and planting and building. Tana binyan, we spoke this out. Binyan binyan simcha, natiyah natiyah simcha. Binyan means a binyan of simcha is prohibited, and natiyah means a natiyah of planting of simcha. What does that mean? When he builds a house for a wedding, which they used to give to the son afterwards to live in, he builds a wedding house for his son. It's the plants, the trees. They used to be special trees for the kings. So the trees for the kings, that's considered a natif simcha, that's usher. But other binyanim, that regular day-to-day binyanim, regular day-to-day planting, is permissible. We spoke out in machlekes whether or not legabe business as well. Is business dafka business of simcha's usher, like binyan natiyah, or all business usher? It's machlekes. So we spoke out for the Shemburah that he speaks that more legabe the Yishvur Shechalbay, but legabe Yishvur Shechalbay, we're makel, and we say dafka business of simchas aser, people won't close purchases, won't close, like people don't like to close deals in the 9 days, in the Yishvur Shechalbay, but regular day to day business is permissible, even assuming it's not a business of simcha. Vishal Shalom, still drop more. Tanu, Rabbanan, Chaverim. The Tamil Chachamim, Eishav Shalom B'nei'em, the Tamil Chachamim, they don't speak, they don't give greetings at all. Amaretz Shalem, if Amaretz gives a greeting, Machzirin Lam, you respond. This is talking about, again, during the, after the 13 fasts have passed, and it still hasn't rained, so we minimize giving Shalom to each other. Tamil Chachamim don't say Shalom at all. If Amaretz gives Shalom, he doesn't know the Dinim, you respond. Machzirin Lam, Pesafa Rafa V'Kavirash, but you do it in a low voice, and in, like a heavy head. And they sit as if they're in Nidui, in Chayrim, like people that are Nazif in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, until we get Rachmanis. This is more of an Agadah style Gemara, until the end of the parak, but I can have time to do it now. If it's Hashem, we will do it.